Lenten Journey Day 19. Ego. We're at the end of the third week of Lent. It's been a good journey. We've had time to look at our lives, contemplate, meditate, pray. We've restricted our diets. We've restricted idle conversation. And we're feeling good. The changes that we're making are starting to impact others, our families, our surroundings, our work environment, our communities, and our world. And we start understanding that real change has to come from within, and perhaps it is the only thing that we can alter in this world, because it is the only thing on which we have complete control. God places that control in our hands. He gives us this life and He allows us to live it the way we wish. Let's not forget the story of the prodigal son. We conclude this week by looking at one more dimension of the prodigal son, namely, the ego dimension. You see, all of our difficulties in life stem from the ego. It is for this reason that all major religions, true religions, ask you to drop the ego, to lose the ego. Jesus himself says, "He who loves his life will lose it, and he who hates his life in this world shall keep it for eternal life." Take a look at great people who have impacted society, life, history in a very positive manner. You'll find something very similar. Among all of their lives, their biographies, they've been willing to sacrifice themselves. They've given of themselves. Now, don't mistake this for low self-esteem or low self-worth. People who impact life in a positive manner have a very positive image of themselves, but they are also willing to sacrifice because that positive image is not a false one. That positive image is not built on false pride. And that false pride is very easy to acquire, especially going through some Lenten rituals as we are doing now. It's very easy to stand up and say, "Look at me, I'm doing something that others can't do." And forgetting that the reason we're doing this, the reason we're on this journey, has a goal to better ourselves and therefore better our relationships and our world. It's not only for the sake of lowering our cholesterol or our weight that we abstain from foods, but rather to keep things on an even playing field, understanding what is essential in our lives. I asked you to think about some great people who have impacted the world. Think about great people in your life. It may be a parent, it may be a teacher. You'll find again, these are people that were willing to put themselves second to the betterment of their loved ones, their children, their husbands, their wives, their country, their society, their community, whatever it may be. That's the sacrifice that they made. Ego was contained. Ego was put on hold while others were allowed to prosper, to raise children, to support a husband or a wife, to give support to the parents, to give love and affection to people around requires sacrifice. Many times in church life, we need volunteers to get jobs done. Sometimes it may seem like, wouldn't it be easier if we just paid people to do these positions, to work the work that needs to be done? Certainly it would be easier. But the real power of getting things done in the church is by volunteers, because in volunteerism, the ego has to be suppressed. When you get down on the knee, on your knees and wipe the floors of a church, you're acknowledging that there is something greater than yourself there that needs to be served. When you volunteer to help, in community organizations, in organizations that have goals that are striving for peace, striving for justice in this world. You're saying that that is more important than the time that I'm giving, and I'm willing to volunteer. Ego gets left behind, and you're able to accomplish the things that you can accomplish. In the story of the prodigal son, the young man is driven by ego. He wants all of these things not for some community project, not to better the lives of other people, but to enjoy himself. And we see very quickly that that money runs out. So does the enjoyment. So do the friends. And that was the point of the story, that he was driven by ego and he messed himself up. Think about all of the difficulties and challenges you have in your life. Can you trace them back to ego? Think about the very basic sins that we talk about, namely by pride, envy, covetousness, gluttony, lust. Each one of these has a foundation made up of an ego that needs to be fed. When we get rid of ego, when we're able to suppress it, or perhaps if we can, to completely eliminate it, we start seeing that our motives become more pure. Our actions are more productive. We start understanding that we're giving because it's right to give, not because we're getting something back in return. We start understanding that if I'm going to care for somebody, I'm doing it because it's right to care for other people, not because I'm expecting something in return. And if I love people, I'm doing it because it's right to love, not because I'm expecting something in return. You see, when we abandon ego, we find a new purity of purpose, of self, of motives, of intentions. And in that purity, we find a power to really become the people that we want to become, that we need to become. It is for this reason that our Lord Jesus Christ reminds us, "Blessed are the pure at heart, for they shall see God." Let us pray the prayer of Saint Nerses Shnorhali in concluding today's meditation. From the fourth hour, Son of God, true God, who descended from the bosom of the Father and took flesh of the Holy Virgin Mary for our salvation, who was crucified and buried and rose from the dead and ascended to the Father, I have sinned against heaven and before you. Remember me like the robber when you come in your kingdom. Have mercy upon your creatures and upon me, a great sinner. Amen. This is Father Voskin inviting you to join us again tomorrow as we take the next step in this Lenten journey. Until then, please join us on our website, inissues.org, as well as apostle.net, where you'll find resources as well as this podcast and others for the Lenten season. That's epostle.net, apostolic evangelism for an electronic and expanding universe.